Crows season finished in disappointing fashion on Friday night. They got blown out of the water by the Hawks. Scotty Thompson's been good enough to join us and have a chat. Tomo, how are you?
I'm well, thanks, guys. And yourself?
How you going, Tommy?
Yeah, not too bad. Look, I guess it's an obvious summation that it was a very disappointing way to exit the final series.
It was, mate. No doubt about it. Very disappointing to go out that way. We went over there again with high expectations and run into a Hawks side that was, you know, on the rebound after a disappointing performance the week before and far too good for us in the end.
In terms of the game, the way it unfolded, they jumped out of the blocks. There was really no point in the game where you had any control whatsoever. How did you feel out on the ground? Did you feel a bit of that helplessness that I guess a lot of people thought by watching?
Yeah, you're right. We didn't get the game on our terms at any time throughout the night. And the start that they had, you know, we're playing catch-up footy all night, but we made it very difficult for ourselves right from the opening bounce, really, once they got a few goals on the board and, you know, we couldn't stem the flow. And playing catch-ups in a big finals, it's not easy. And as I said, they're far too good. You know, coming back from Perth after a disappointing week themselves, good sides generally don't lose two in a row. And, you know, they proved that the other night that they were far too good.
As a player, was it a reality check to say, wow, we're miles away off of that tough, skillful, efficient, contested finals footy? Or you just think it was just one of those games where you're just never in it? Tomo?
It goes to show we've got a little bit of work to do to get to where we need to go. But in saying that, our performance as a side on Friday night wasn't at the level it needs to be at to be competitive. And, you know, if we played that way against most sides in patches the other night, it wouldn't have been good enough. But when you do it against the best side, they're back-to-back premiers and they're not that for no reason. So you need to be on your best and, you know, playing well consistently over four quarters if you're going to challenge those sides. And, you know, as disappointing as it is, still really proud of the boys' efforts this year.
The week before, whilst you had a magnificent win and it was an outstanding spectacle to watch, was there your inability to defend, particularly against the Western Bulldogs and from stoppage, was that perhaps a bit of a glimpse at, I guess, not doing that part of the game well? And maybe that was one of the things that allowed Hawthorne to steamroll you in similar circumstances.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a tricky one. Like, we were well prepared and we knew what Hawthorn were going to throw at us. And, you know, they didn't really hit us with any tricks. We just weren't good enough on the night to stop what they wanted to do when they had the ball in possession. But at the same time, our pressure on the ball wasn't what it had been in previous weeks. And we allowed them far too much time and space just to pick off. We know how skillful they are by foot and they're good enough just to hang on to the ball and hit their targets. And, you know, when we spoke about their marks and their marks going forward and how we needed to shut that down. And if you don't, how efficient that can be. And that's what happened on the night. We just weren't good enough to shut that down. And going forward, it was far too easy for them at times.
We'll move on from that, Tomo, because it'd be a hard one to talk about. How did the review go? Or did you do a review? And have you got exit meetings?
Yeah, we've had a review this morning. It was reasonably positive. Well, we spoke about the game a little bit. We didn't go into great detail. As disappointing as it was, as I said, still proud of the boys' efforts. We've improved this year, but we've still got a lot of work to do. Would we end up sixth? So it's nice to be playing finals footy again and to win a final. We've had a dozen blokes play their first final for the club this year, which is great. So they've had a taste of what it's all about to play in the enjoyable part of the year. You know, the home and away stuff, it's great, but when you get to finals, that's the time of year you want to be playing. So we've exposed a few blokes to that and hopefully they, you know, enjoyed the past couple of weeks and want to taste more of it, because if we're going to get better as a team, everyone needs to go away and have a nice break but come back looking to improve again and hopefully take a few more steps up towards the top of the ladder.
So on that, what was the team's goal pre-season? Because I had you guys 6th to 12th, which is easy to say, and I would have thought winning
12th,
a final...
Rally.
Well, somewhere in that.
Just narrow it down.
Well, hang on. That's before a ball was bounced, Tom, and I think I ended up okay. You're the top end of that. But if you had said to me that you're playing a final and win it, I think most would have taken that as an improvement year. But I'm keen from a player's perspective. You know, what was your goal before a ball was bounced, if we're saying from 6th to 12th?
Yeah, look, as a group, we expected to play finals footy.
And you did.
The last couple of years have been disappointing. So to achieve that, it's nice. It is nice. But, you know, and to win a final is good because we haven't done that for a number of years. But in saying that, you're never satisfied. Like, boys want to taste that ultimate success, and we know how hard it is to come by. So we'll go away again and hope to improve again. But the competition's so tough. You look at some of the sides that have missed out on the eight this year that everyone predicted them to be in there. It goes to show how hard and tight the competition is.
Mm. It was a year full of promise and hope, no question, until July the 3rd, then the unspeakable. So is it a hard year to assess where the club's at, where you are as a playing group and where the playing group's at because of that, Tomo?
Yeah, it's a good question, and I don't really know, to be honest.
Yeah.
It has been extremely tough at times throughout the year for obvious reason, but the way the footy clubs handle themselves, the playing group, the whole coaching staff, and the way they've galvanised the group together, it's been outstanding. And, you know, some of our performances in the back half of the year were some of the best footy we've played for a fair period of time. So it goes to show that there's a fair bit of resilience and mental strength within the group, and hopefully we can continue to build upon that.
What else, what type of player does the Adelaide Football Club need to continue to add to what's been built over the past couple of years?
Yeah, it's a good question too. I mean, we've got Sam Jacobs in the ruck, and we've got some good young talent coming through in the ruck, but they're very raw and inexperienced at the moment. So, you know, if Big Sam Sauce was to go down, that'd test us out a bit. I mean, guys would get opportunity. Riley O'Brien's played some pretty good footy through the SANFL this year, and he'd obviously love a chance, but, you know, if Sam goes down, we're still raw in that area. And then, you know, right across the field, you can always add to your team. But we've had a number of young guys that have come in and debuted this year and done an outstanding job. You know, there's a handful of them that you've seen and the excitement that they've created. And with the crowd, the improvement of Charlie Cameron, Riley Knight, those both. Matty Crouch played more games of footy. Rory Atkins played on the wing and played well. So, you know, we've got young guys coming through, and hopefully they can keep building. And next year, you know, add again, and I'm sure there'll be more fresh players that'll come into the side and hopefully help us climb up the ladder a bit more.
Crows star Scotty Thompson, our guest, his season again was unbelievable. Be top four, I would have thought, in the BNF, and that's on Saturday night. Have you got an opinion on what sort of a coach you need, Tomo?
Well, a good one.
Yeah, that's a good answer. Well, an experienced one, a rookie plus a senior assistant. You're a player.
Yeah, I mean, you'd obviously want someone that's got some form of experience, not as in a head role, necessarily a head role, but someone that's been around and experienced a bit themselves. But, I mean, that's why they've got the panel involved, to try and chase down the best possible candidate. And who that is, I've got no idea. I wouldn't mind knowing. But, you know, everyone spoke about Phil and what he did with the club in the first half of the year and the type of person he was. And I'm saying there's only one Phil Walsh, so whoever we get, he's not going to be Phil. He'll be his own person. He'll have his own philosophies and the way he sees the game and does things. So I'm tipping, and I'll back in the panel again, that they'll pick who they think's best, and I'm sure they'll do a great job.
What if Campo put his hand up? Would you pick him?
Well, he's been wonderful, the way he's handled himself and, you know, such difficult circumstances for him to take over. But he's been really, really good for the group, the coaching staff, the club in general, the way he's handled it and gone about it. And I mean, if he was to put his hand up, he would do a good job. I've had the luxury of working closely with him over the last 5 years as my midfield coach, so whether he wants it, it's another story. But he's got a young family of his own that he needs to worry about and take into consideration. I know he likes to spend a lot of time with his twin boys at the footy, so he's got a bit to work out himself.
See, our inkling is, and I'd love to know yours, that family's going to take precedence, and I don't think you've got to take the number one job. How do you feel on that? You got an inkling?
Yeah, I'm not too sure. I'm not too sure. I really got no idea what way he's leaning, whether he'll put his hand up or not. But, yeah, he's obviously a family man, so he'll sort himself out over the coming weeks, I'm sure.
Sure he will. The other big talking point is, of course, Patrick Dangerfield. And look, a lot of people are looking for signs, and there was yourself and him had a bit of a wry smile at each other and a hug after the game as you walked off. Was that just a look of resignation that was it for the year, or do you know anything else?
Yeah, that was more of disappointment, mate. That was a bit of that didn't go to plan, did it? So it's bit disappointing after the game, but yeah, I mean, it has been a bit of a media circus since the game, but I don't know what he's going to do. I've got no idea.
Caroline Wilson's come out strongly saying he's gone, and I know it's tough for you, Tommy. He's a teammate of yours, and you shed blood on that footy field for all those years together. But we're debating on the show that if the decision's been made, and the club knows, and we believe that it does, they haven't got back to us one way or the other, well, then he can sit next to you and your teammates at the BNF and at the Brownlow, and he'd be welcome to. You're a player. What do you think?
No, I was at the moment. He's still an Adelaide Football Club player, so of course he can. I've got no issue with that.
Look, I think what Stephen was saying is if we were to come out tonight and say I'm going to be at Geelong next year, would how would that go? And I think you've just answered it, and you say you'd still be welcome to sit there and, I guess, reflect on what has been, whatever happens in terms of the year, whether he's the best and fairest player or he piles well on the Brownlow. I guess that's that was the point that you're trying to make, Roy, wasn't it? Let's move on a little bit. Today, the exit interviews, you've had, 48 hours to let everything settle. What's the overwhelming feeling, is it, right now for you in terms of the year?
As I said before, proud of the group and the club, the way they've handled themselves this year. Once again, nice to be back in the finals. To win one was pleasing, but still we've got a bit of work to do. You know, as we've already touched on, we got exposed by Hawthorn the other night, who were still probably the best team in the competition. And, seeing them Friday night, I still think they're the team that will win the grand final this year. But, we'll sit down and reflect now and put our feet up for a couple of weeks and let the body rest and recover for a while and get stuck into a bit of training again over the coming months and do a whole other season, summer of pre-season, and look forward to going around again, and hopefully as a group we can improve.
How's your Shazzy holding up there, Tomo?
Yeah, not too bad. It'll enjoy a bit of a break for a while. I said to the club, I'll see you in March.
Well, wouldn't be good if you could. Are you going to get away?
That didn't go down too well.
No, I don't think it would.
It does.
You going to get away?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'll try and get away at some point over the break. Not going too far. I haven't got too much planned at this stage, but I'll definitely get away and unwind for a while.
Does Nick Paulus give you a little, a training program to stick by while you're away, or are they got to let you go now? There's no such thing as that.
Yeah, they do. I mean, it's changed a little bit over the years. They used to give you a full document that was very structured with training and all the rest of it, but they've eased up on that a little bit because they can see how important letting the body rest for a while is, and then after about 3 weeks, blokes will generally start to get back into it and have a fair fitness base by the time we do start back. The younger guys start back November 23 and the rest of us aren't back until the start of December. So it is a nice break for us, but by December 1, everyone will be up and looking forward to another season again.
Saturday night, best and fairest night. You've gone there twice and come home with the yellow jacket. How have you rated this year alongside those club champion years?
Oh, mate, very hard to compare seasons, but it's been an enjoyable year. I've enjoyed playing footy this year. It wouldn't surprise me if it's a reasonably tight count between a number of guys Friday night. I think it'll either be personal opinion, Dangerfield to beat Laird would be my tip.
Jacobs has been solid.
Jacobs has been good. Tarley has been consistent again. You can throw a number of guys in the mix. Eddie Betts had a fantastic year.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah, well, no doubt it promises to be a tight count, which will be a fitting end, I guess, to what has been an eventful year, to say the least. Tomo, thanks so much for coming on. You've been one of our best supporters this year. We've spoken to you on a number of occasions, and we love doing that. And we wish you well, not just for this Saturday night at the BNF, but also in your break. Get away and have a good time.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Appreciate that.